Blog Talk Radio.
Don't tell me that it's not enough. My time is up, you're over us.
Cause I think I might do anything for you if you just let me. If you just let me. If you just let me. Just let me. The taste of your lips is still fresh. And the smell of your scent. How could I forget your words, how they cut me to shreds? But to tell you the truth, every piece is for you. I don't wanna be just a memory. And I don't wanna feel your wings break free. Because without you, I'm lost in the breeze. I gotta be strong now. I gotta show you how I'll love you like I'll never ever love somebody. I'll give you things you didn't even know you wanted. Don't tell me that it's not enough. My time is up, you're over us. Cause I think I might do anything for you if you just let me. Ooh, if you just let me. Cause I think I might do anything for you if you just, if you just, if you just let me. love affair begin. Oh, but if you feel, oh, like I feel, confusion can give way to doubt. For there are times when I fall short of what I say, what I say I'm all about, all about. But at your best, you are love, la, 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 love. You're a positive, motivating force within my life. Should you ever feel the need to wonder why, let me know, let me know. Oh,
her. That's right. You're at the Soul Cafe, baby, baby. And I, you know what? You know what? I can hear Miss Pearly laughing right now. You know, I can just hear her. Hey, Miss Pearly. Hi, Danielle.
Hey, for real.
What it do, babies? You know what?
What is it?
Hey, girl. Hey, Danielle. You're at the Soul Cafe, babies. I just want to make sure that you know this.
Yes. Oh, I know where I'm at. I'm at the Soul Cafe. Yes, with For Real the Poet.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you heard Get Away during the opening of the program, Get Away by Dylan Sinclair. You also heard If You Let Me. You want to let them know who sings If You Let Me, Miss Pearly?
I don't remember her name right now. But it is one of my favorite songs. I should have went in your file.
I stay out my playlist. No, I asked you that. I asked you because I knew you was gonna say that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I just like to throw you under the bus. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow. I am noticing that. It's all good.
Hey, but you know what? It's nice and warm under the bus because they keep the engines running. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all right.
But that
I'm
was
a,
by
I'm
tonight. Hey, don't do that. You know, revenge is bittersweet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
that was by this beautiful
young lady. I believe she's from the UK. She goes by the name of Sinead Harnett. Beautiful voice. Beautiful.
Oh,
I
yeah.
can't wait for the album to come out. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. You know I'm a fan.
And she also sang the remake of Let Me Know. You know what I mean?
That
done by
her,
Leah.
I thought that was her.
Stay out of my playlist. Stay out of my playlist.
You know I'm going to be up in there. I'm going to be up in there Wednesday night. And you know what's crazy for real? Because what threw me off is I thought tonight was Wednesday. I just knew it was going to be the Love Zone tonight. I don't know why.
I see you were trying to get up in the studio.
But yeah.
You know, calling people, you know, while they're trying to work. I'll say that story for another day. But we also heard by Eric Robertson, one of my favorite songs to sing when I'm in the house just chilling, cooking or cleaning or whatever. And that was called Just a Dream by Eric Robertson.
That's a beautiful tune. Beautiful.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's a great night for some music. It's a great night for some poetry. Shout out to everybody out there. I want to say the big shout out to my sister out there, Miss Cecily Shawnee. You have to excuse me. I got some steak in my mouth, so that essentially didn't sound right.
No, it didn't. It sounded like you said Cecily.
Yeah, I did.
But it's okay.
Give me two chews. I'm only two chews away. Hold up. Mm-hmm. Bam. Here you go. Yes, the one and only essentially. Yeah, two chews away. Essentially, Janice, who's doing the event page. She does some beautiful work back there, y'all. Go check out yourself, because I know she put your picture up there or something about you. After you spit that piece, y'all. I want to say hello to another beautiful sister of mine. She goes by the name of T. LaShelle. Great, great person, great promoter. Oh, man, she's the eyes, ears, and nose to the poetry community, does great work as well. And she's pretty in the face. Hey, T. LaShelle, I just want you to know that Smeagol sends his love. Yeah, baby, baby. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Poetic in the building. I'm not sure. You know, Poetic was doing some things. You say what? We got to make sure Poetic in the building. I like the way he jumps across tables sometimes. He's dingling, hanging out with the young ladies.
I like the way I jump across. What now? So what?
Jump across tables. Mm-hmm. Kind of funny. I don't the dingling hanging out part, that's not for me. But, you know, we get lady callers in here, he'll jump across the table like he's Superman, like he got an S on his chest. You know what I'm saying? Breaking mics, tripping over shit. What's up, my brother? How you doing?
What's happening, broski?
Hey, baby. He told me to bring that up.
I didn't tell you to bring that.
Yeah, she told me to bring that thing up. Bro.
I didn't.
Let's get a little bit of background music. We're going to do a little bit of background music as we talk. Yeah, so you know what, ladies and gentlemen, happy Monday. Happy Monday. Happens to be Monday. We're going to do some shenanigans up in here. You know, help you bring in the week right. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, laughter soothes the savage beast in us all. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And music does the same thing. I'm hoping that everybody is vibrating on a high level tonight, y'all. Shake it off. Whatever's been on you, shake it off. You're at the Soul Cafe. Hey, let's go into this week right. Let's set the atmosphere for some beautiful, beautiful vibration. Let's come together on that. I'm dying to hear some beautiful poetry tonight, y'all. I'm lost in the breeze right now. Let me turn this thing down, because the sound of her voice just does something to my knees. Can you dig it? You know what I'm saying, Poetic?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Hey, look, man, you don't got to sit down all night long, man. You can jump across some tables. Just jump right in here. You know what I'm saying?
Nah. I got in kind of late. I'm trying to get to my steak, too, so, you know.
Hey, oh, damn. I got steak and rice with gravy, bro. Ooh, my daughter hooked me up.
I got steak, mashed potatoes, and cabbage, bro. My pops cooked it.
Oh, that's good.
Hey, now that's good, too. Yeah. That's good too, bro.
Look, I just gotta go make my plate. So I'm waiting for intermission so I can.
I'll stall a little bit for you, bro. I'm only 5 minutes away. Mm-hmm.
Okay, bro, stall for me. Be right back.
I got your back, baby. Take your time. So, Miss Pearly.
Yeah.
How you been? I want to talk to you about the slow music that's going on.
Okay.
You know what, Miss Pearly? If you let me, as the song says, I can help you achieve better visions by allowing you to see the moon and the stars in a brighter picture. If you let me. If you let me, I can allow you to hear the crickets and the sounds of Mother Nature as her creatures permeate through the forest. If you let me. Would you?
It sounds so good. It sounds actually delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see the stars and the moon and the planets align. I think I will let you.
Okay. Wow. I'm much obliged to do so. Much obliged. Mm-hmm. And what I will allow is open mic on this night, y'all. I want to hear something beautiful. I want to hear what you got. Whatever you got on you, whatever the Most High laid on you, let us hear it. Don't let me instigate what he want to spit. You know what I'm saying? I just want you to bring it. You know what I'm saying? I want to shout out to the station manager, Mr. Poetic, who's in the building, y'all, taking his time, doing his thing, you know, getting that plate ready. I want to shout out to each and every caller up in the building, to each and every host over here at Epiphany Radios. Too many of you can't just get you know, your names. I will say one, Uncle Paul. Again, Paul, it's your birthday again. You know, when you get to a certain age, you got to celebrate it twice, because God, when you're so up there in age, you know, you got to be reminded that it's your birthday. So it's good to say it to an old person twice. So happy birthday, Paul.
Happy birthday, Paul. All right, Rafa F.
That's right. Happy birthday. So listen, y'all, I'm going to need y'all to press 1 if you would like to get up here and express yourself. Hey, if you got a funny joke, you know, I want to hear it. I need somebody to make me laugh tonight other than myself. Okay. I say some funny stuff, y'all. I do. I'm not a David Mott, but, you know, I got a little bit going on. But I don't want to laugh because I said something. Somebody make me laugh. Make me laugh so hard that I fart. I want to hear myself fart. Somebody going to make me fart tonight. Somebody going to make me fart tonight. I'm just saying. Hey, look, we'll be right back with some open mic right after this, y'all.
I can love you with my eyes closed.
I'm in the pain with the baddest intentions. You bet that I mentioned. Baby, you
bed with my eyes open. There's no one better, there isn't. Never left it, I'm glad that you did. Body like a queen, but it ain't about your body, baby, it's about your being. I ain't rolling up, but I'm on a high. When you really think about it, ain't no wonder why. I'm so down for you.
This is Songbird, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back to the Soul Cafe at Epiphany Radio. Once again, this is your boy, For Real, the Poet Douglas, and I got my socks off, baby, and I'm chilling by the one and only Miss Pearly Negra and my brother, Poetic. What it do, y'all? What it do?
What it do?
Yo, yo, yo. I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to hear some poetry on tonight.
Yeah.
Y'all ready for that?
Indeed, absolutely.
I'm ready.
Yes, yes, yes. Before I do, I'm at another shot. I got one more shout out up in here before I open the floodgate. I'm going to dedicate this to our brother, one and only J-Rob, the wise son. He's doing better for y'all that would like to know. He's doing much better. Looking forward to hearing his voice on Thursday at the Get Down, accompanied by the one and only Poet.
Yes, shout out, man.
Get better, man. Take your time, but get better, my brother.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to the comments. Let's see who we have here. Oh, I got some sweetness coming up in this joint right now, y'all. Hello, hello. Who do we have here?
Hey, this is Ms. VIP. How are you?
Hello, love.
Ooh.
Hey, dog.
Hey, Miss VIP.
Hey, Poetic. How are you?
Hey, Sugar Pie.
Good. I'm good.
Stay on the table, Dad. Oh, man. Hey, Sugar Pie.
I'm on the table, baby, because I'm eating off the table. You dig?
I damn near choked on some rice just now. Hey, sweet potatoes. I got an empty mouth now. It's cool. I can talk to you. What's up, baby love? How are you, Miss VIP?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, darling. I got both hands and four functions. I can't do better. You know what I'm saying? I heard you had a boyfriend, darling. That may be why you're short of words on the night.
What?
I heard you got some. I heard you got some perderkle. I heard you got a little bit of perderkle in you. You know what I mean? How they act, man.
Oh,
when they get a little predictable, they forget about the little people in this. You know what I'm saying? I still love you, darling. You're going to always be my darling. Mm-hmm. Sweet love.
Oh. I'm a goodness.
Hey, before you get into your poetry, sweet dumpling, because I go over there at the Love Zone and the what's the other one? Something about your vibe. What's going on? Talk to me.
Okay. So Wednesday, of course, the Pearl and Negra and I are in the Love Zone at 9 p.m. And on Friday, it's Express Your Vibe.
Express Your Vibe. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with expressing your vibe here while you're here, Miss Dublins. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm looking forward to expressing my vibe. Yeah. What time does your program come on?
It's 9 p.m. though.
All right. Because you gave out a whole lot of information for the listeners to go by.
I'm sorry.
I know you might have something on your mind tonight, but it's all right, sweet love. Do you have anything to say to this sweet, tender, glowing? Going once, going twice. Nobody else wants to speak to you. So listen,
that's
darling.
Your diva.
Oh,
my diva. My co-co.
That's what you're gonna say to her.
Okay.
Diva, my co-host, she know what it is. Okay, I mean, you got to speak it. You know what I'm saying? So, my diva, my darling, what piece did you bring for us? You know what I'm saying?
You know
you
what?
Got a piece?
I want to go back. Yeah, I got a piece. Of course I have a piece.
Mm-hmm. You want to go back?
I got to go back for a minute. I want to go back to the topic of cover me news. I really did like that, so I wanna recite that one.
Hey, so that sounds beautiful, darling. Yes, I is. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Cover me news, because I am so smitten with you. Your vibe is soothing, coloring my aura blue. When you look at me, I feel elation. Anticipation. I see every color you give off, and I want to write every word that I feel you're made of. See, the more you look at me, the sky gets clearer. I wonder, do you see the same at night when I look at the moon? The stars come out in a constellation in the shape of a heart, and I smile, because with you, I see it too. The universe heard my deepest wish. After I opened the deepest part of me, now I know why after all this time, no one really had my heart and soul. You invaded my brain, my heart followed, and I'm so glad it's you that holds it. I love you, so color me mused. And that's that piece.
Wow.
All right now.
Yes. You know what? That's a beautiful a word usage in there, and it makes you, you know, gaze up to the stars. We spoke about the stars and Mother Nature and the sound of Mother Nature, you know, in opening up the program. And, you know, listening to you spit that piece had me visualizing those, you know what I'm saying? When you spoke about elation and used words like that, you know, you said, you know, talking about the stars and you seeing clearer and things of that nature. That's beautiful. Curly, what did you think of that?
That was so beautiful. The visual that I got from it, I see myself laying out underneath the stars, looking at them, feeling the breeze. That's beautiful. And your voice, shoot, I want you to read my piece with that voice. That was absolutely beautiful. The soft, it was visual. I loved it. Poetic.
Thank you.
You know, this is the second time I've heard this piece, and forgive me as I get the essence out of my teeth, because I was eating this tape. This is a beautiful piece, and I too love the word usage, and it's so beautifully done. So another sappy piece. Great piece. I love it.
Okay, thank you.
For real, back to you.
Thanks, man. So, I'm sorry, I'm just two chews away. Ms. VIP, once again, that was a very, very beautiful piece, you know, the visual, like, I just had to feel a need to, you know, give you a double dip on the, you know, the what's the name, and I'll tell you how much I love that piece.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome, Sugar Plum. Hey, so we're going to sit you back there on the chair of, what is the chair? Oh, you're the first caller. You get the name of the chair. You get the name of the chair. Miss VIP.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to have me name the chair?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're the first caller.
Okay, well, how about the chair of chances tonight?
The chair of chances?
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Yes, we're going to go with the chances. Well, thank you, Ms. VIP. It was a pleasure listening to you, darling. My sugar plum. Yes, my sweet butter biscuit. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. My sweet thing. My sweet thing. My love tool. Yes, my succulent. Savage. Yes, I get it. Savage. We're going to sit you back there on the chair of chances, my love.
Okay.
Take your chance. All right. It's your baby, baby. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One love. One love.
Yeah. Bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang. Mm-hmm. All righty then. That was the one and only Miss VIP, my sweet darling, sugar pie, plum, sweet almond. Joy, butter on a biscuit. Two hot dogs, red hot dogs, two for a dollar. Hey.
Wow.
Y'all ready for the next caller?
So ready.
We're so ready.
All right. You sound like you three chews away, bro. We're going to bring in the next caller.
Yeah, you know it.
Area code 506. Who do we have on the line? Area code 506.
Lady A.
Oh, my Lord, ADA, Lady A is in the building.
Hey,
how are you, love?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine as well, love.
Oh, nice to
hello
hear you
to my brother, Poetic. Hey, well, you know, I feel love oozing through the airways when I hear your voice.
Oh.
Go ahead, Ben, say that again.
Hey, Lady A.
Hey, Van, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
And La Perla, my friend.
Hi, Diva. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. And you?
I'm doing. I'm doing.
You guys are so cordial about everything. How are you? How are you? How are you? How are you? Hey. Hey.
I'm just a pleasant individual.
Thing.
That's all.
No comment. Matter of fact, I call Two-Fake on
head
that.
Trauma? Head trauma. I call head trauma.
Oh, it's like that.
Head trauma.
Okay.
I call head trauma. It trumps, remember? It trumps.
Okay, I got you. I'm not saying nothing. okay. So, Miss A, Lady, Miss Lady A, how you feeling,
yeah,
darling? How's life treating you right now? Are you having a great night?
I'm having a quiet, relaxing night. Yes, I am. Thank you.
Well,
been
that's
writing
one
a
of
bit.
The best that you can have.
Yeah.
Writing a bit?
Yeah.
You're vibing on a high level. It sounds to me like you're vibing on a high level, and I love that.
Well, yeah. It's I was torn between reading the one that I just wrote or reading the one that I thought I was going to write.
The one that you thought you were going to write? Did you write it?
Well, I wrote one, and I thought I was going to use that one. But then I just finished reading this, writing this one, and I really like it. So I don't know which one to read.
Well, if you really like it, I hope we like it. Let me ask you this before you go into your piece. Is it a piece that's going to make me want to kill myself or go depressed or anything like that? I don't want to be depressed.
So I guess I'll read the first one.
Okay, with one of those. Okay, yeah, let's do the other one then. We didn't want to be the first tonight.
Well, no, but it's like it's beautiful to me, but it's
hey, Lady
I'll
A.
read the other one.
Lady A.
A little more.
Lady A, Lady A,
I want you
to read the one. Oh, it's like it must be serious. Baby bear. Okay. All right. We're going to let you pick your own piece. All right.
Okay. It's called Sculpted.
Okay. Let me do this first. Before you go, let me just say it first. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Sculpted.
Mm-hmm.
Harmony lives within these walls, black and white to enthrall. Candlesticks and wicks light this room to transfix. Ebony and ivory complement precisely. His hand upon her back tattoos his spirit carbon black. Symphonious moans, rhythmic conjugation, endless pulsations, fantasies, flirtations, open adoration, screams for sweet seduction. Vanilla pure and sweet, melt chocolate bittersweet. Round, soft, full, Rubenesque. He admires all. She smiles, is enthralled. Sculpture admired, belly, thighs desired, thick and pink inspires. Voluptuous breast, she gets undressed. And queen size love quest. Ebony and ivory complement precisely. Candlesticks and wicks light this room to transfix. And poem.
Hey, that was kind of sweet right there. I love your wordplay. I love the word usage. I like the tone of that piece, darling. Candlesticks and wicks, hands upon her back, moans, endless pulsations, milk chocolate, ass. I think you said ass in there. Smiles, enthralled, stinking pink, queen, thighs, love, quest. Did you say ass in there, Miss Lady Ass?
No,
Oh, he said something that sounded like ass. I don't know what it was.
Queen size love request requesting assets.
Oh, assets. Okay, I'm sorry about that. I heard that somewhere in there. Hey, listen. The hell with me. Look, I thought it was beautiful. I really did. You know, no joking. I thought it was beautiful. La Perla Negra.
So it was an absolutely beautiful, sensual. I love the wordplay. And the one line that got me, screams for sweet seduction. Oh, that did it for me. That did it for me. And, you know, I love your pieces anyway, Lady A. That was, oh, wow. I loved it.
Thanks.
Poetic.
I, too, enjoyed that piece. You used a word that I like, them enthralled. Yeah, I like that piece. It's a very good piece, Lady A. I loved it.
Thank you very much. Much appreciated. Now,
hey,
I have a question for you guys.
Go ahead. Go
because
ahead,
this show, I've been calling in now and then, and every time I've called in, I've been hoping and praying that we would do the little pen poem, writing on
pen. Pick up your pen.
And I've never had it. You guys have never had it. So, is it something that just once in a while comes about, or?
No. Well, we usually do that the second half of the program. We're going to do it. We're going to pick up. We're going to get a chance to pick up our pens a little early in this night. Okay. Just stick around if you're able to.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, I would love to try that.
Oh, we're going
to
give it a spin.
Yeah.
We're going to give it a spin. All right, love.
Great. Thank you.
Hey, much love to you, and thank you for calling in, love.
Thank you very much. Much love to you guys.
All right, lady. One love, one mic, sweetheart. Have yourself a chair on a chair of chance, baby girl.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, baby. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard from Lady A. Oh, wow, that was beautiful. I love that. Let's see what we got coming up on this joint next, y'all. Let's see what it do up in here. Oh, that person's already unmuted. Who are you? Unmuted. I'm having cross-eyed inclusions right now.
Right?
You know what I'm saying? I'm having cross-sided inclusions, y'all. You know what I want to do? I want to hear from you guys. What you guys got? You got it. Curly.
Me? I got something I wrote about an hour ago. It's just something I was at.
Yeah.
I'll read it for you.
Okay.
All right. I call it Celestial Gem. Anyone can say this, but I'm not just anyone. So I'll only tell you this once, because life with me will speak for itself. I am the celestial gem. As long as I see my soul bloom in your eyes, you will never have to apologize for being you, and I will never mask it. If you allow every part of me to love you, I will unlock all that is inside me. I have no fear of entering the realm of true unconditional love. I will touch your soul so you can understand what you found. Sorry, I lost my place. Amen. Don't do that. Okay, wait a minute. I will touch your soul so you can understand what you found and will know within me your friend, your lady, your woman. And the glow of my smile will only brighten in your presence. I surrender to the magnificence of your being. So all you have to do is give me you. And the second.
Oh, go ahead, girl. Oh, go ahead now.
Thank you.
Go ahead, baby. Yes, not just anyone.
Nice.
He's talking to that celestial gem. She said, every part of me to love you. Yeah. I will touch your soul and the glow of my smile and all these sappy wordplay things. That was beautiful.
Very sappy.
And the laughing between. And she lost her part because she was so enthralled. What was that word, bro?
Bro, sappy. Mm-hmm. Very sappy.
Ooh, not sappy.
Not sappy.
Yeah.
Y'all on one tonight.
That was beautiful, though. It was short, and it was beautiful. You know, seriously, allow me to touch your soul.
Mm.
You know, I'm just thinking
touch
and pondering
it,
on that
touch
word.
It, baby.
baby. Yes. Well. Let me shake my shirt. Get myself back in shape, you know, radio host voice. Poetic. What do you have,
sir, bro?
Brother?
Oh, man, I'm going to do this old piece, bro. It's called We Fallen. We started with no connection, just simple conversation, not looking for anything serious, just two strangers passing into something curious. The obvious non-fatal attraction destroyed our chance at unique satisfaction. We merely saw each other as equals, just two sides of the same coin, no romantic sequels, just opposites that in some strange way magnetically attracted. An exchange of phone numbers and social media handles made us connected, not knowing that there was nothing pulling us together, just a chance that the opportunity for peace would compel something better. A relationship could never work, at least not in the romantic sense, even though that would be a perk. She's so different from what I usually would feed, my appetite for pure satisfaction and my need. My need for sexual stimulation is not projected by her. Maybe that's the one reason I've seen her. So maybe our inability to have no connection at all will drive and fuel an excitement to get closer and not fall. Maybe fall into a place where our intersecting feelings meet at an opportunity space. We will find some type of residual exchange that will make our feelings change, though it's not traditional, nor even physical, but rather romantically beautiful. Our relationship has flourished into something amazingly delightful. We fell in love with love, and that's that piece.
Yo, bro. That was a lot of sap up in that John, bro.
Talk about
sap.
Sap. I don't know how to pronounce that word. What was it?
Mm-hmm.
What was the word?
Sap-ass.
Sap-ass. Sap-ass.
Sap-ass. Okay, sap-ass.
Yeah, that was the sappiest. That was the sappiest, bro, right there. Yo. Paul, if you don't raise your hand. Okay, my appetite he spoke about.
It's your turn, bro.
Yeah, I'm still giving you commentary, bro. My appetite you shared. You said connection,
yeah.
Getting closer and not falling for that, the traditional. You said it was magical and simply beautiful. Yo, man, that was sappy, bro. That was sappy.
Thanks, bro.
And I liked it.
Hey, hey, you know what? You know what?
What's up?
I learned all that sadness from you, bro.
Yo. You make me cry. Don't make me cry. Don't make me cry up in here, yo. Don't make me cry up in here, yo.
You poured it out of me, bro. You poured it out of me, bro.
Oh, y'all hey, gonna make me cry.
Hey, listen. Hey, we got another caller up in here, bro. You know what I mean?
No, you gotta do your piece.
You have to do a piece. You're supposed to do a piece.
Y'all always forcing me to do this piece because
you always trying to skate on us.
You always trying to skip out. Like you ain't got no poetry, bruh. Come on, Seth.
Okay.
Come on,
yo,
dude.
Bro.
If if Marvin Sapp was a person, look in the mirror for real. Hey, baby, baby.
He was a person? If Marvin Sapp was a person, okay. I'm listening.
You caught that?
Yeah, I think he is a person. Hey, so look. Y'all made me sick. Hey, I was going to say something funny, too, but I forgot what it was after you said if he was a person. Hey.
You know what? You forgot something, though. I got to tell you something. You forgot something.
What's that?
You were colluding.
First of all, you were colluding.
No. He don't know what I'm getting ready to say.
You forgot to
say to both of us, the mic is yours. You didn't tell me yet. And I'm feeling some kind of way about that. I got ready to ask you, was the mic mine?
I don't even know how y'all got
to
start y'all pieces without me saying that. This is rude of you.
I paused.
That was rude of you.
I waited.
What? Did you just try to throw that back on us?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Hey, look. Hey, listen. The mic was yours. And y'all did splendid.
What is that? Plausible denial or something?
That's the exit intro, outro.
We call it the outro. I give it to y'all at the end because you're so special of poets. You know, undeniably splendid in what you do in your craft. So I just give it to you at the end. And I say to you that the mic was yours. Baby.
I forgive you since you said what you said.
All righty then.
But guess what? Guess what, for real? Guess what?
Yes, love.
The mic is yours.
Oh, well, thank you. Dance with it. Bust your best move on it. Toe tap, hair trick, slide up in it. Snoopy hustle till you're finished. Hold it, stroking it sensuous and unapologetic. When the beat of it slows down, slow jam with it. Romantically swirl it. Lick your lips, cha-cha-cha, mambo it, shit. Allow its vibration to take you away to far off places. Some you've been and... some you've been to and liked it. Some you've never been, but you're willing to try it. You're adventurous. You've been feeling midlife crises. For this, you've been itching and scratching at the thought of it. You find yourself swaying, replaying every thought of it that you've been having over and over again in your head. You got me sinning. Oh, you got me sinning. By them thoughts that you've been having, consumed by its passion, its persuasive nature. You let it in you, pulsating within you, corrupting, causing erratic combustions of unchained pleasures inside of you. Sway. Now you're praying for forgiveness. When there is no need to, when you simply living, enjoying this life and all the shit within it, and those feelings you've been having, spasms, you keep having them. It's okay to sway to the music. Make it your business. Grab it. Allow it to grab you. Music. Lose control. Shit. Many have gotten caught up in the vibrant veins of its entanglement and how it moves you. Cures what ails you. Write to it, poet. How it makes you bob your head to it against your own will like a motherfucking puppet. How it sets the mood for some grown-up shit. From the dance floor to the bedroom, if you can make it that far with your clothes still on and shit. Music. Music. Girl, you're invited. Bring your own instrument. And allow me to play it, play with it, finger it, run my elongated digits along its tenderness. I'll kiss it, moan explicit songs to it. Let me strum you, get in between the sheets with you, if only for one night with you. Candlelight in you, make it last forever. Time in the days, I'll be gentle. This is what I do to get you in the mood. Baby, I do it all to get you in the mood. This is what I do. Music. Embrace it. Sway. Dance with it. Bust your best move on it. Toe tap, head bop, electric slide up in it. Snoopy hustle till you're finished. Hold it. Stroking it. Sensuous and unapologetic. When the beat of it slows down, shit. Slow jam with it. It's there for you, music. Music is there for you, this thing we call music. Dance with it. Bust your best move on it. Toe tap, head bop.
bebop electric, slide up in it, left leg, right leg, Snoopy hustle till you're finished, then hold it, stroke it, it's sensuous and unapologetic, and when the beat of it slows down, you slow down with it, slow down with it, slow jam with it. Ba-do-do-do-da-ba-ba. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Do-do. Sa-da-da-da. Da-da. Music. You send me swinging. Oh, you send me swinging. Girl, I see you swinging. You got me swaying. Girl, I see you swaying. You got me swinging to the music, the music, 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 for real.
Nice.
Yo, 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 see all of this sadness. You hear
yeah.
it?
I
mean,
yes,
it went from poetry to a musical interlude, followed by the mm-hmm. vocals of the suave, said debonair author Larry Maddox, mm-hmm. aka for real the poet.
Yeah,
very sad, sappy.
Yes. Yeah.
Call it whatever you want.
Oh,
hey,
you said right poet, right. That line right there. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
You know, I'm trying to skate out like you ain't got nothing to read, nothing to spit.
Hey, it's all about you guys. You know, I'm old and decrepit. I got 2 days here, one leg in the arm offer in the arm coffin, and the other leg in the can. I told my son, so just put me in a can and put me in the basement. Hey, listen. Listen. A urn. I meant to say a urn. Yeah, thank you. A urn. You know what I mean? You know, don't even spend too much money on it. Just use an old jelly or peanut butter jar. You know what I mean? Baby. Hey, well, look, thank y'all. That was good getting that out. I ain't really want to do that piece right there. I just picked the first thing that came up. Look, we're going to open the mic to our lovely, our very, very own, our event page host, Essentially Janice. Essentially Janice, welcome to the Soul Cafe, my love.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey,
baby
Diva.
AKA
Zaza, AKA Penny.
Yes, listen, it's a bunch of them.
That's right.
I got to add
right.
Zaza to my tag.
Good.
I got to add Zaza.
Yeah, you
got
to add that to there. Hey, Zsa, speaking of adding to your tag, anything jumping off over there? Did the people come and join you over there on the event page at Facebook?
You know what? I do see Lady A encouraging everyone to bring some more sap. So, yes, please do. I actually switched my piece because I need to bring sap as well.
Oh, my. Oh, hey. Oh, you almost brought a tear to my eye. Oh,
yeah.
Everybody's bringing the sap.
I had to switch
tonight.
It up.
Is it going to make me cry or make me want to kill myself? I want to ask you that. Well, I don't want me to think I was just asking.
Not at all.
Okay, thank you. I just had to ask everyone. Paul, if you don't raise your hand, stop texting me. All right. I'm sorry, y'all. So, he's texting me. He knows I'm on the air. I'm like, what are you doing? So I have to be on the road at 10:28. Okay, Paul, we're going to get you in here after Janice. Stop playing. All righty then. So Janice, what did you bring to us, for us, love?
I have one of my, I want to say older pieces, but it's only like a couple of months old, but it's one of my favorites.
Okay, I'm looking forward to hearing it, dear. The mic is yours.
Thank you. I had a great love once. I woke to its concurrent presence. This familiar existence felt like the most recent time that we found each other. I was awakened as soft white light poured into our bedroom through a window that faced east and sunrise. My face flushed as thoughts of your fading touch stirred me. I looked for you. And in the moments that it took for me to feel the edges of the empty space beside me, you were already returning, having paused in the doorway, bathed in the same soft light that warmed me. I wasn't sure if the source of this light was you, me, or us. My awareness was tugged decades later towards a divergent timeline. There were shades of aqua concealing the scenes where time seemed to bend, disguised as insistent waves racing along the shores where I implored the next you to return to me. I paused where the ocean ends, my toes brushed with Grecian blue. I asked the waves to carry the memory of our existence back to you. I need you to remember how you used to run your fingertips down my arm, leaving warm voids and golden paint. I'm abashed by this transference, this inference that I was now a part of you. You were my other breath. And at sunset, I would glow, reflecting you. Essentially, Johnny.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. That was that was Cephest. I don't know, I ain't saying it right, man, but that was Cephest. That was Cephest. I like Cephest. I like Cephest. I like that. She spoke about a great love. You know, that was so beautifully read, and it was so tender and so passionate. You spoke about a great love, once the most greatest, you know. Love, bright light from the window, pausing in the doorway. You warmed me, shades of aqua racing along the shores, my toes brushed, running your fingertips down my arm, you, my sunset. That was beautiful. What can I say, man? That was truly, truly, truly beautiful. Poetic.
The sapess of that piece was daunting. Dare I say ravishing, darling. But the line for me was the fronting of the fingertips down the arms, too. There is something so sensual about that. And to me, it made the piece so delicious. There you go, Danielle. Usually you were so delicious, too.
It was absolutely delicious. It was actually delightful because it was light and sweet and romantic. And your voice, the way you carry it, it's just so soft. Yes, that was very, very savage. I love you. I love you. Back to you for real.
Hey, thank you. I wasn't ready. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, you just heard from Essentially Janice. And Janice, once again, that was a very beautiful piece. I feed off sappiness, and my heart is just fluctuating right now at this minute. I truly love that piece, darling. Oh, my goodness. All right, we're going to let you slide. You don't even got to sit in the chair of chance because we know that you're doing your work over there on the event page, y'all. Y'all leave
you
all information.
You can't let her go just yet.
What's she
going? Essentially, what do you have going on in the land?
Exactly. You know what? We didn't need a rundown, so I completely forgot. But next Monday, I get to vibe with my sis, Rain, a.k.a. The Quiet Storm. We're going to be debuting a segment called In the Spotlight during Raw with Rain, where we're going to spend some time with the different creatives, both in the poetry community and outside of the poetry community. We'll be talking about what motivates them and what inspired what they're doing outside of poetry. So I'm looking forward to that. It'll be next Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yeah. So come through.
Would you like to divulge who's in the spotlight this Monday?
Yes. This Monday.
I got you. Don't worry about it. I got you.
Very own. Tiffany's very own CEO, author Larry Maddox. So, yeah, I'm going to get a chance to learn more about Raw Link.
Hey.
Ask the questions that I haven't asked up until now.
Woo-hoo. All right, hey, it's an honor to be there with you. I'm looking forward to it. You know what I'm saying? Not too often I get to tell us the story, but I'm looking forward to it. And thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Definitely looking forward to it.
Well, thank you, love.
All right, back to you guys.
All right. Okay. Now. Okay. Well. Hey. Thank you, Van. Because I was lunching. I forgot.
That's all right. That's all right. I got you.
He's on it.
I got us. I got us.
Well, you know, they say three heads are better than one. So, you know what I mean? Your baby, baby. Well, essentially, Janice, much love, darling. Thank you for raising your hand. We know you stay busy over there on that event page.
Thank you. One love, one mic.
All right, love.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. One love, one mic. The baby, baby, ladies and gentlemen, that was our very own, essentially, Janice, affectionately known around here as Zha Zha. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're going to keep things rolling, y'all. You send me swinging. All right. We're going to open the lines up to this to Paul. We just simply call him Old Ass Paul over here. Hello, welcome to the Toy Cafe.
You know, what's up, man?
What's up, boy?
What's going on, Paul?
La Perla Negra, how y'all doing? Now you
ready
for that?
Hey, Paul. Hey, Paul.
Paul.
Hello.
Paul. Look, Paulie, don't even cry.
Oh, Jesus. Hey, Paul.
He gonna make hey, Danielle. He's trying to make me go back to the media that popped out earlier.
Don't cuss.
Hey.
Please don't cuss.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have never heard Paul say a cuss word, I have it recorded. Just inbox me and I'll send it to you. Hey, Paul, how you doing, Paul? How you doing? Happy birthday, matter of fact, again. Happy birthday again, Paul.
Paul,
is
you
he still with
say
us?
Words.
Is the man still with us?
Did we lose him?
Oh, Lord. You still got 18 minutes, Paul. You could have stayed on. What's going on?
Paul be having phone problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
he banged on himself again.
No, here he goes. Here he goes.
Paul, is that you? I see somebody standing in the doorway with their hand
on their
hip.
Is that Paul?
Paul.
He's coming out of the rain, Paul.
Did you bang on me?
No, Paul. Your phone was the car. Your phone number is up here three times, Paul. Whole lot of mass confusion, Paul. Paul, what's going on, man? How you doing, man? Say hello to everyone, Paul.
I did once. I'll do it again. Hello, everyone.
No, I'm not talking about the people up in here. I'm talking about the audience.
Oh, well, hello, audience. How is everybody out there? Blessed and highly favorite, I hope.
That's right. That's right. Blessed and highly favorite. Paul is always vibrating on a higher level. Thanking God for you, Paul, and the work that you do over there at the Inspiration Factory, you and Poetic on Sundays, you know, providing the people a place to come, to let go, to harmonize together as one, to vibe on a higher level, to get their cups emptied out and refilled with some good vibrations to take us through the week, man. So much love to you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for the platform. Yes, sir. And for my partner in praise, you know, God has truly blessed us with that platform. You know, I don't know what I'd do without it.
Yes. Hey, well, look, we know you have some place to be, and only
yeah,
so much time for the nursing home to let you walk around the streets. So, one thing I want
to
let you know before you get on
from a nursing home.
Okay, I know it's got to do with a home. So listen,
it's right next door to your house.
Oh Lord, you smart mouth. That was a good one, Paul. Hey, listen, bro, you have to speak up a little louder, especially when you're insulting someone, so they can hear. So when you do your piece, I'm just asking you to raise your volume, brother, so that we can hear you. So, and we're gonna let you do your piece. Paul, are you ready to do that?
Yeah, he can't cheat tonight. He can't cheat tonight. He cheated last night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, he did.
Well, I snuck one in, Van. All right, this piece I'm going to do is called We Are More.
The mic is yours.
Thank you, sir. It never ceases to amaze me to see how we of the Nubian race allow ourselves to be portrayed. So many of these less than godly views show us as if we're still enslaved. And we accept it, and at times project it, and even disgustingly perfect it. So I'm here to urge you to resolutely reject it. We are more than sagging pants and death dealers of our own kind. We are more than the N-word allowed once again to label us by ourselves, and you know who, as if we've lost our royal minds. I imagine the ancestors are drained from the tears they've shed to see what they sacrificed their lives to eradicate now being worn like crowns upon our heads. I suspect they're overjoyed to be dead. We are more than the sons of Satan many of us portray. We are more than the disrespect shown our elders who proudly display wisdom in the glory of crowns of gray. What happened to the love and unity that raised each and every child? Where did the morals and values go that kept us from running wild? There once was a Nubian race that stood proudly as one. Thrown at us by perdition's son, we stood strong, proud, and united as the mightiest nation under the sun. Alas, that was before our self-inflicted demise had begun. Now we seem to take pleasure in feasting on our own like cannibals, tearing flesh from one another, past the white meat down to the bone. We are more than what we have sadly become. Yet, this is where we shall remain, or worse, if we don't return to the Holy Son. We cannot allow this watered-down relationship with God to continue in our lives. And despite current worldly trends, our walk with Christ must strive and thrive. This is the only way, as a race, we will survive. This is about the very survival of our race. We are more than the food stamps and slinging dope and rock. We are more than all of the power it seems we forgot. We are descendants of the original man. We are the first human creations of the great I Am. There is no end to the greatness we as a people have in store. If we simply remember, we are more. And that's that piece.
No, that's
yo.
Sir, we are definitely more.
Yes, man. Hey, Paul, you said that with authority, You spoke that with conviction. You spoke about the Nubian race, and you said, we are more than sagging pants. You spoke about the crowns that we wear upon our heads. You said love and unity kept us from running wild. We stood strong and proud under the sun, past the white men you talked about, huh? Down to the bone. But we must return to the sun. This is about the very survival of human race. And we are the greatest creations of the great I am. Hey, that was poignant, man. I love that. Very profound, in fact. Poetic.
Hey, man, you didn't leave me a whole lot to say. I'm going to keep it brief. As a dope piece. You cheated again. I'm not going to tell you how you cheated, but you know you cheated again tonight. I know you got
what
1 minute.
About,
yeah, you know. But it's okay. It's okay. Dope, dope ink, brother. Dope, dope ink. La Perla, nigga.
You know what?
You got 1 minute.
You know, 1 minute. For real, you did take
No, I can talk and drive. I'm going to walk to the car.
Oh, no.
All right, race for X. He ain't race for X.
At the same time?
He can.
No.
All right, listen.
I just don't have to read the poem now. That's the only thing I can drive and read.
Okay.
I won't do that much.
Well, you know, for real, you did take everything. There's nothing left to say. It was very eloquent the way you put it. Paul, that was a very, very strong piece. I mean, I don't think anybody could say it better. The description that you gave of us as kings and queens and where we come from, who we are, the strength in that piece, that was beautiful. I love that. I really, really love that. Thank you for that.
Hey, it was dope. I didn't expect him to come out that way. It was sappy in its own right. It was spiritually sappy. You know, when you're talking about the Lord, it gets no sappier. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're right about that. Ultimate love.
Hey, Paul, thank you for taking the time out. And thank you for taking the time out to call up in here and press one, man. You know, Van and Miss Pearly, they make fun of you all the time and things like that, but I believe they love you. They have much love for you, man. You know?
Wow.
All of you know I got nothing but the greatest love and admiration for you, despite some of your ways, but that's okay. That's who you are.
Why is it got to be a despite? Why is it got to be a despite or a way? Why can't you just leave it at you love us? You got love for us.
Okay.
Why we got to be a despite?
Okay,
like, we
love.
Don't have differences.
Yes,
that's right.
That's better.
Hey, Paul, before you go, you want to tell us what you got going on over there at the Inspiration Factory?
Oh, yes. This Sunday, we're just going to have open mic, as long as it's profanity-free and inspirational. You know, at the Inspiration Factory, we strive to fire and elevate people, you know, we got enough going on in life to bring us down and give us angst. So the Inspiration Factory, we try to get rid of all of that. You know, so this Sunday, my partner in praise, Van Meadows, and myself, we just want to start the week off on a good note, you know, with God in our hearts and on our lips, and let him guide from there. At Sunday,
hey, Paul.
9 p.m. Yes, sir.
Hey, if I have a depressing piece to get off my chest, can I bring it?
Is it uplifting?
If I have a piece that's depressing, it may be making you cry. Will that be acceptable?
We don't really want it, but we want things that want to inspire people. Now, if you have something that's depressing, you can always call in for a prayer request.
Hey, Paul, I threw you under the bus, man. I didn't mean to throw you under the bus. She was like,
you
know, somebody might
slide on
somebody
over.
Might
I like
feeling,
the cigarette, Paul.
I'm just saying, Paul. I'm just saying, Paul. That's the Inspiration Factory. Someone may come feeling depressed, you know, but let's know this. by the end of the show, you're going to be elevated. Your cup will be refilled at the Inspiration Factory. So just
that
come as
correct.
You are this Sunday, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. And if you need prayer, this is the place to get it at. You know, all joking aside, this is the Inspiration Factory that these fellas are talking about. And if you are feeling down and out, but just come. Just come. We don't want you to be alone. We don't want you to isolate yourself away to yourself, you know. You come as you are and just, you know, prepare to be uplifted at the Inspiration Factory this Sunday, 9 o'clock p.m. Is that okay, Paul?
Thank you very much, sir.
All righty then. Hey, so we're going to let you go, man. We don't want to drive and spit. So safe travels, my brother.
Thank you so much. Let me go get this girl from work, from the nursing home.
Yeah, you know you're turning yourself in, bro. Hey, well, go ahead, Paul, do what you do.
I doubt it, but it was a good talk.
You better go ahead before they ring that bell. All right, bro. One love, Paul.
One love.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, bro.
All right, Paul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, God.
You know, Paul got to get his teeth in that jar by a certain time, or they won't leave no water in it. You know what I'm saying? That's right, baby, baby. Yeah.
You're horrible.
Hey, look, we love Paul.
Oh,
we love Paul.
Yes,
all right.
Yes.
We have another caller, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, how you fellas? How you ladies and guys and dudes and girls and gals feeling tonight?
Feeling pretty
I'm
good,
feeling
brother.
Excellent. Yes.
Great show.
Yes. Hey, man, yes. Look, you know, it's more than a show. It's a thing called letting loose and going buck wild and opening up your hearts and getting some laughter. You know, laughter soothes the savage beast, you know, and what a great way to start the weekend off. Let's let go of those problems, those inhibitions, those things that hold us, those barriers and all those things, y'all. This Monday, let's treat it like it's a Friday. You know what I'm saying? Let go.
Uh-oh.
Pull the stick out your ass. You feel me?
Ooh.
All right. That was brought to you by Skippy Peanut Butter. Oh, we're going to go to the next caller. All righty then. I'd like to say this before I open up the next mic. There will be no jumping across the table. The ding-a-ling in there. All right? Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. All right, ladies and gentlemen. On the mic next will be the one and only, our brother, our friend, the rapper, the minister, Jess J. What is
I have you? A complaint to make. I have a complaint to make.
Voice your complaint, sir.
I'm going to let it go. How y'all doing tonight, man?
You something else, Jay. You make me sick sometimes, bro. What's up, baby?
Sometimes I'm aiming for all the time.
Most of the time. But you know what I'm saying? How you doing, Jess J?
I'm working on it. I'm all right, bro.
Yeah.
Man, I threw a fit last week, man. I appreciate y'all humoring me, man. I threw a fit. Yeah, I threw a fit.
What kind of fit you threw, bro?
It was a fit over a fat girl.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yeah,
that'll do it all the time. That'll do it
hey,
all the
I
time,
love
bro.
That.
What'd she
love
do?
That. Set love
up? Yeah, bro.
She did everything she could except for not eat.
Yeah. You sat on your sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Right, to say the least.
Yeah. Hey, Jay, man, I hope you're feeling good. I hope all is well. It's a beautiful night for poetry and music, man. I see you brought your own with you. It's beautiful. Hey, give
yeah,
our love
man.
To the missus. Hey, Jackie.
Yeah.
If she was listening, I definitely would, but I'm going to pass it on verbally, though. She know her. She know y'all.
Yeah. Hey, well, look, you sound like you got your, you vibrating on a higher level tonight. You got your theme music with you, and it sounds good, man. What you listening to?
Man, I don't even listen to jazz, but this right here is called Night Parish Jazz, slow sax jazz.
It sounds good. I heard a little bit of guitar up. Oh, that's Miss Pearlie's thing. Miss Pearlie.
Yes.
Miss Pearlie, can you give us a little strum of that guitar, baby? Give us a little strum.
Wow.
Oh, my, my, my. That just
sounds like it's a little out of tune.
I know you ain't talking. You done came in all early. I didn't hear early.
There she go.
Put your hand up too. Yeah.
Robin,
yes,
folks.
He did. He know I don't play that stuff over here. Hey, well, Jay, look, man. I know you got something for us. We're going to let you go on ahead and do your thing, baby love. Hey, because we know how much you like to do that.
Yay, man. I appreciate y'all. I'm ready to do that here, man. That's for sure.
Hey, well, listen. The mic is yours.
Appreciate y'all. I use cloud formations to describe your structure that acts as the stratus. Your moves are towering cumulonimbus. You have your own orbit, and I'm trapped in your gravitational web. Oh, well, plush and lovely. Dare I say fluffy. Dare I say cute and cuddly. Not like a chihuahua, but more like a husky. You're not just booty and busty. No, girl, your calves like two champagne bottles. I hope you're in the mood for some McDonald's. I want to watch you robble. I'll be your voyeur while you gobble. When you eatin', I'm hypnotized by that waddle in your waddle. When you walk on sidewalk, sounds like Clydesdales over cobble. I like it when your high heels striking oil when we picnic in the oil field. For this one right here, I will go to battle. Baby, that's me declaring my love. This ain't no stream, no brook, or no babble. Ask a fill a Detroit pothole. Looky, looky back there. There seems to be a rumble in the back of her jungle. She's poetry in motion. Two cats in a life and death struggle. That derriere just won you two tickets to Cabo. Because I've never seen the sunrise rise over cheeks so colossal. I won't point out your dimples. I say, yo, check the waffle. The finest waffling. Siring you is like climbing scaffolding. Baby, you don't glisten, you shine. A dime to the power of nine. Bodacious booty. My life at this juncture, she got to be in the hundreds for me to puncture. For the rose, I got a hunger. We the odd couple, like Oscar Unger. My stars like Mjolnir. Bring that thunder, tearing a bun cake asunder. Oh, we're going to have to call the plumber. Because you don't drop logs, you plop lumber. Who swiped my hamburger? Baby, I'll never have to wonder. Girl, let's get out of here before we lay for eggs over Miami, back in Miami. Remember, baby, please call your mammy in peace.
Yo. yo. yo.
I think the love is still there.
Yo, wait a minute, hold up. I might have to take a shot of this. Listen, yo, bro. Yo, hold up.
When I do it right, it's gonna be a killer, though.
Yo, when you do it right, that was wrong. Wasn't nothing wrong about that.
Yeah, that was
way wrong. Man, you a crazy motherfucker, bro. Let me tell you something, man. I love your creativity.
I'm a caller. Hey, don't complain to
nobody. Nobody writes like this, man. You say some crazy shit, bro, and it's so funny, and it just tickle is so tickling to the soul, bro. That was, I love that, man. I love the stupid, I can't make up words. It was seriously deep, but it was so funny, man, in some kind of ways. You know, you spoke, I like when you said something about the cloud. You started off with the cloud, and you said you're your own formation. You have your
own
formation.
She got her own orbit. Yeah, she got her own orbit.
Chihuahua, you're more like a husky. You said you're more like a husky. I'm hypnotized by your wobble.
Yeah.
Loving it when you gobble, gobble. I never seen the sunrise rise. Your waffles, I never seen a waffle, waffle like Oscar on the thunder, thunder. Oh, we going to have to call a plumber. Who took my hamburger? You crazy, bro. That was crazy. Oh, I might have said too much.
Now that you say it like that, it just sounds a little crazy.
It was funny, man. I love the creativity. Miss Pearly.
You know what? Did you say her ass was a stratosphere?
Wait a minute. Let me go back to her ass. wait a minute. That's way at the beginning. You're killing me with that one. I use cloud formation to describe your structure, like that ass is the stratus, or your boobs are like towering cumulonimbus.
Man, who thinks of shit like that, bro? Who, what?
That's what I'm talking about. It's like,
you must have been reading the comic book.
Somebody got a big girl fetish. You do say you love them, but
it's a little one. It's a little one.
It was funny. It was romantic. It was a little sensual at that. The way you said it, you got a way of reading your teeth. I couldn't stop laughing. I was trying to be good, but I loved it. Me being a plump girl myself, I'm round, I'm big, so I like that porn.
Ha ha ha! Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God, poetic. Yo.
Since for real, took up a lot of the lines. There was one line that he didn't touch, bro. That we got to touch on. Cause first of all, the piece was crazy. It was definitely crazy.
Yeah,
I ain't know whether or not you was on a set of Idlewild with Big Boy and them, or you was with Lil Wayne. Because when you started talking about, you know, she's a scaffold that I love to climb, bro.
Right.
Yes.
All right. Yes. All right. Because I've never seen the rise. I've never seen the sunrise rise over cheeks so colossal.
Ooh,
I
yes,
want to point out your dimples.
Yeah.
I say, check the waffle. The finest waffling, siring you is like climbing scaffolding.
Yep, there it
that
is.
That motherfucker crazy. Mm-hmm. I've never seen a waffle wobble. Wobble, wobble. I like the way you wobble. Who writes that? Who would even think? Are you getting high? This is what I'm thinking.
Definitely so.
It was amazing, though, that line you just gave us was like, it's crazy.
Wow.
I never, you know, that was dope, bro. I'm serious. You know, I'm proud of you, bro. I'm proud of you, man. I love that shit. We laughing and joking.
Oh, right.
I love that piece, man. That was very creative, stupid, silly, funny, romantic, sensuous. And I love the music that you did it with. That was perfect for you in that piece, man. I like to make a track of that.
I couldn't follow it, though. I couldn't get the cadence to follow it. If I'd have got the cadence to follow it, then the punchlines would have came through clear, like when I said them, when y'all asked about them.
Mm-hmm.
No, you
no,
did
they
fine.
Sounded good.
That was perfect.
It's fine. They sound good over this
I'm gonna
side,
check it
bro.
Out.
Seriously.
I'm going to check
that
it
was
out.
Dope, man. That
I
was
felt
crazy,
myself getting
man.
Lost in the music.
No, you did good. Listen to the playback. It was great, man. Seriously, I love creativity. I love, man, because I put myself out there like, where would I be to write? Where could I be in my space to come up with something like that, man? That takes a lot of creativity and open.
We need to kick something like that back and forth, bro, verse for verse.
You gotta be a fan of thick women first, big girls first, in order to.
Yeah, maybe that's
and you know
what?
What
I mean, that's, yeah.
But when you know, when I was writing this, I said, you know, who's going to love this the most? It's going to be the heavier women. They're really going to love this because it's
yes.
open fun. And at the same yes. time, it's being sensuous, it's being romantic, it's doing a lot of different things.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
right,
man, well, you said
you're
a lot
right.
in there, man. You're a funny brother, man. You're a special human being, bro. I'm telling you. Very special. I mean that with all the with the most love I can muster. I'm just saying that was dope, bro. Hey, well, look,
appreciate
man, just stick
you.
Around, man.
Crazy. Hey, wait. I got one more line for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
She's poetry in motion. Two cats in a life and death struggle. That Daria just won you two tickets to Cabo.
Shit. See, when you use words like Cabo, any kind of bow at the end, man, it just freaks my mind out. Cabo, wobble, wobble. Yo, you crazy, bro. Hey, look, hang in here and stick
y'all.
Around, man, because we want you to pick your pin up, all right?
Yes, sir. Y'all take care now.
All right. Yeah, you stick around. Stick around, bro. All right.
Yes, sir.
One love, brother. Have a chair.
One
have a
love.
Chair. Sitting. Have a seat in the chair of chance, bro.
Damn. Y'all be in.
One love. Yo.
This was crazy, man.
That was nice. That was a fresh.
It was all over the place, bro. I was like, man.
Yeah. That was a breath of fresh air, bro. It was crazy.
I
that,
like
bro.
That too.
He's a
girl.
I
like I
loved it. Yeah. Yes, I did too, man. I enjoyed it indeed. Well,
this motherfucker is crazy.
He sure is. Oh, that's my boy, though, man. Let me tell you something. I just, like I said, though, I love creativity. Who thinks of the things that Jay thinks about? I don't. And it just, man, amazes me. That motherfucker is crazy. That shit was dope. So listen.
Yes.
We got another call on the line. I got to stop showing so much luster to Just Jay. Other people will get jealous, okay?
Uh-oh. All right.
All righty then. Well, coming up next is one of not only David Mott's favorite people, but also our brother Poetic. His go-go
brother. My go-go brother.
Automatic. Baby. What it do?
What it do, bro?
Hey, how you doing, big bro?
What's up, automatic, charismatic?
I'm getting ready for my birthday.
Hey, man,
hey,
everybody's getting ready for your birthday.
Yes, on the 14th.
Okay. The 14th of this month?
Yes.
Okay, because today is the 13th. So you,
tomorrow.
Yeah. You could have said tomorrow, bro.
Yeah, tomorrow.
It's all right. You can say tomorrow. Let's pray that it will be tomorrow, that it will be a tomorrow. Hey, well, look, man, if we ain't tell you, we're going to tell you first right now, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, automatic, charismatic, diesel 44 engine, rev up, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
And many
thank
more.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you. Many more.
Okay. So, brother, do you got any plans for your birthday? Will you be driving your truck?
No. Until Queen tonight. So, yeah.
You're going to be chilling with a queen?
Yeah, my queen.
Oh, go ahead, boy. You got a queen?
I'm a lover, always.
Hey, boy.
I treat
women
right. I make a woman and my woman feel good. Reverse.
Go ahead, bro. Give your hand a rest. Give your hand a rest, bro. That's what I'm talking about.
You know what? I know you say give your hand. You know what? You wrong. I know what the hell you mean.
Baby.
Get him.
I got a woman, but I still got a hand. Hey, I got a woman, but I still got a hand. I'm always have a hand. Hopefully.
Oh, God. my chest hurts.
So don't feel ashamed. Don't feel ashamed. But look, man, I'm glad. Look, you're blessed and highly flavored tonight, man. You got a woman. You're going to be with your queen on your birthday night. Hey, man, do what you do. Hey, bring it in right, man. Happy birthday, my brother.
Yeah. Happy birthday. Thank you. Thank you for birthday.
Hey,
yes,
you're
indeed.
Welcome, man. So, would anybody care to speak some kind words to this brother before he spits his piece?
Enjoy your day. Yes.
All right.
Enjoy
going
your
one,
day.
One twice.
I hope you bring it in right.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Hey, well, look, enough of the luster and lather. Bro, you ready to spit that magnificent piece that we know you got going on up in here? Are you ready for a three-way collision?
Yes.
All right.
I'm
going to
call.
Okay.
Freestyle,
well,
let me. All right.
Yes, sir.
This piece is called Let Me Bring You In.
Uh-huh. The mic is yours.
As I come real hard, as I come in this place and I start to take charge, you see, living in this life like every day, because I'm going to make it like every way. This is a time and a time review where everything that I'm going through, you see, I'm going to go ahead and do what I do and look at my life like it's in review. You see, I start spreading the news because I refuse to lose. It's like my life is on my cruise control and everything that when the Lord made me whole. Oh, let me bring it in. Sacrifices I had to make. No mistake. Wondering if I get my break as I awake. My life, my time, my self-esteem. It looks like I am in a time machine. My world is like in the existence. I'm going to go ahead and travel the long distance. Oh, let me bring it in. Of a birthday. Shining is the moment. What I have to show, what's my opponent that wants to bring me down? No letdown, just pushing up to another level. I feel like I'm special. All in God's hands when I take a chance, because I was born to take a chance, and everything, it's like I felt all the circumstance. Even when the hospital tried to keep me, they couldn't keep me because of my presence overflow. And I'm running the show, so let me bring it in any way I can. Mr. Automatic, Charismatic, the Lyrical Engine, take it in and well in, 5 minutes drop.
Yo, Lyrical Engine, man. Lyrical Engine, man. We got a special treat for you tonight, being this the pre to your birthday, bro. We got a little thing over here that we call
Larry.
Wait a minute, hold up. I'm trying to be serious.
Larry.
Are you going to bong on me?
Larry. Wait a minute, I'm going to need Miss Pearl. Miss
Pearl,
where are you?
Show, the bong. See, I know when bong on
me. I'm sorry, bro. Hold on. Miss Pearlie, did your phone call drop?
No, my phone didn't drop.
Okay, Miss Pearlie. Listen. Hey, man, look, that was dope what you said. Anybody got something to say about his piece? Miss Pearlie, you go first.
That was decent. You came real strong, I mean, right out the door. I liked the piece. That was pretty decent. At first, I thought you were talking about a woman. I think you went into a little political thing, and that was pretty decent. Poetic.
Yeah. She said you came right out the door. I believe she meant right out the gate. Dope piece, man. You,
I know what I said.
Right out the gate. Dope, right out the gate, bro.
Out the gate.
I know what I said.
Excuse me. It's my commentary time. My commentary time. My time. Thanks. But my go-go brother, you know your conscious pieces when you're doing, man. You know, you be in your wheelhouse, man. This was really good. Y'all in the background, they got to chill out. They got to chill now. They got to chill. But
I'm sorry, that's my lady. She's excited along with me.
Calm down.
All right, go ahead.
Hi. But no, but you good though, bro. Dope, dope piece. For real, the poet, my brother.
Hey, thank you, Van. Hey, yeah, man, we were gonna invite you to a three-way collision, but one of the tires fell off of one of the cars. So therefore, we could not do the three-way collision. So, hey, bro, look, have a good time. Blow out three of the candles on four of the cakes. And look, man, just know that we love you. We got much love for you, baby. And you better go ahead, bro. She ready to eat.
Yeah, she sounds heated.
Get it in.
Mm-hmm. You might have some cheesecake tonight. Hey, look, bro.
Give
we're
going to
put you back in the chair of misunderstanding, okay? Understand?
Yeah.
Hey, one love, rubber band.
One love, rubber band.
One love. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
baby.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Uh-huh. Y'all, something else. You don't know how to behave yourselves around here sometimes.
I don't
I can't
like
understand
people
it.
Call themselves correcting me on what I know I said.
I can say what I want. It's my commentary.
And
I'm
I can say
anger.
What I want, so don't tell
just,
me.
Don't
tell me.
Put it
anger.
On my commentary.
And
your commentary was over.
This way.
I'm
I know what I said.
It was my turn.
Okay.
Anyway,
I know
right
what
out
I
the
said.
Gate, it's called automatic charismatic.
I call him Umbrella. Umbrella.
I
want
to say right out the door. I say right out the door. Okay, from the door.
I called Umbrella, Miss Pearly. I called Umbrella.
Yeah,
I told you the
what he said.
Trauma,
okay.
In the root canal. Let's get back to the show. All righty then. We
it's
have another call. Someone that must have been moved by the mighty poetry of the one and only automatic charismatic diesel engine. Let's see who we have here. Hello, area code 410. Who do we have here?
Good evening. Maria.
Oh,
here we go.
Jump across the table there, man.
Hey.
Jump across the table.
Poetic.
I think he fainted.
What's up, Diva?
Hey, what's up, Diva? I'm good.
Oh,
how are you? Y'all cutting up. Y'all cutting up.
They started.
Around here. Miss Rain, how are you?
I'm doing well. You know, for real, I have to tell you, I've been getting compliments on my raw links all day.
Oh, have they? Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
That's a beautiful thing.
All day.
That's a beautiful thing. You know, well, they, you
for
know
the
what?
Morning.
I think they start, I think that most people start at your raw links down at your wrists. And they allow their eyes to wander up to your eyes, for they are beautiful eyes. And so beautiful deep inside are you.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
He's buttering me.
Thunderclap.
Thank you so much for that.
Slap me with a thunderclap. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Van, back to you.
I think
you did. Getting poetic.
Hi, Rain. How you doing, darling?
I'm hanging in there. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
You just lowered the octave to a three.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you don't mind.
I feel it's very soothing. Thank you.
Good. I'm glad.
Oh, my God. Jesus. Well, you know, Rain, he's talking very low right now. Most likely he's hurt himself jumping across the table with his dingling in his hand and probably in pain right now.
Wait a minute. Who are we talking about?
Please don't even feed. Don't feed. Please don't feed, Rain.
Just
okay. Act like you didn't even say what he said. Please.
I'll tell you in your inbox later.
Okay. You just lowered your octave too. See all this. All right. This is the Soul Cafe, right?
It is the Soul Cafe. Yes, it is.
Okay. I mean, I thought this was the Quiet Storm or something. You know, I don't know.
Hey,
Hey, let's bring it back. Let's bring the temple back. Hey, well, you know, when it starts raining, it gets soothing. It's the atmosphere.
Yes,
your surroundings become calmed, like calmed lakes. You know what I'm saying, like that? Hey, but this is the Soul Cafe, and I'm glad that you called in, young lady. Hey, listen. Before you get into your spiel, we had your co-host on here a little while ago. Now we have you. Could you tell us what you got going on over here at the Epiphany Radio Universe?
Absolutely. So it will be myself, Rain, a.k.a. The Quiet Storm, and my beautiful, amazing, creative co-host, essentially Johnny, next Monday, September 20th, here on Epiphany Radio, on Raw with Rain, in the spotlight. And for this segment of In the Spotlight, we will be featuring the one and only CEO of Epiphany Radio and the CEO of Raw Links, Arthur Barry Latta.
Baby, baby. Thank you.
Hey, hey. And wait. So there will be an open mic to begin the show. And then towards the middle of the show, we'll be having our feature guest who will be sharing the history behind Raw Links and the creative juices and all of the history and the story behind it. We'll uncover all of that, and then we'll follow it up with additional open mic. And we will be having a giveaway, so everyone will want to be there. Thank you very much. We hope
all
to see
right.
you there.
That'll be great. That'll be great. And while you're here, could you announce the winners of the last giveaway that you had on your program?
Absolutely. We had none other than Jared. Y'all help me because I'm having a brain freeze right now.
Jay.
I've been drinking. Thank you, Jay. I've been drinking. So Jess Jay won the gift from Pulse Designs, and we had Lily win the female Raw Links gift, and we had Keith Eric, Epiphany's own, that won the Raw Links gift from Raw Links.
That's right. I believe they received theirs. Have to reach out to them to see if they received their gifts. And but it was a beautiful event, beautiful show. Looking forward to the next one. You join us. Y'all join us, y'all out there.
Yes.
Join us next Monday with Raw with Rain.
If Just Jay is listening, I'm still waiting for him to get with me on what he's chosen. So Just Jay, holler at me.
Yeah, he's here. All righty then. Well, thank you. That was beautifully said. Did you bring some poetry tonight, love?
I mean, I just pulled something out of the archives. I had to call in to support. I feel like it's been like a month since we've had the Soul Cafe, so I had to be here.
Yeah, it's been beautiful. I got some rest. That was nice. Thank you for stepping in with Raw, with Rain. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, let me ask you about your piece. I've been asking everybody. I didn't want Lady A to feel like I was just asking her. Now, this piece that you have, will it depress me, make me want to hang myself from the fucking ceiling? Will it do damage to my cranium?
This is a feel-good piece. This is...
Okay, good.
Have my way. It's really.
Oh my!
It's not.
Okay, let me get my pencil ready.
It's just cool.
Okay, let me get my pencil ready. Give me a moment. I want to get my pencil ready. I like saying it over and over again. Let me get my pencil ready. Okay, my pencil is ready. The mic is yours.
Thank you. If I had my way, I'd rewind time just this once. Take it back to the beginning, let down my guard, let you in, let you see the innermost parts of me. See, few have taken the time because, honestly, few have truly seen me. Mm-hmm. You did, didn't you? Even though I didn't want to admit it, you saw beyond the rain. You saw past my pain. You saw me. Saw me in ways I didn't even see myself yet. Now I find myself imagining that your touch would feel like healing, that your mind would continuously feed me and shit. The universe knows that I am starving. Your words would affirm me, lift me, gift me, intrigue me, leave me breathless, incite me to surrender, and I would for you. Your eyes would take me on a journey, and I'll stay ready for the ride and oblige when you take the long detour to show me the surprise you have in store for me. Did you know I love surprises? Your smile would reassure me, wipe away my doubts, and remind me how there isn't anything that's more important to you than this, your lips. Soft, insistent, would devour my hesitation like you know that's how I like it. Perhaps you'd muse me, give my pen reason to move because right now this well is dry and with a name like rain that's a shameful confession to make. Tell me, how can I find myself in your embrace? I just want my soul to be revived and feel alive again like I don't know who you are, but I am certain that you exist. Our paths must have crossed somewhere between then and now, right? But how can I find you? Better yet, can you just find me? I promise I have a heart full of love, and if you have the time, I have a fascinating mind worth exploring. I live in a perpetual state of peace, so if you create a safe space for me to be me, you can rest here too. I'll provide refuge. I'm a creative, I'm ambitious and thoughtful, though I admit it. Most really only get to see and hear rain. She's the one with the voice, unafraid to speak her mind. But me, I kind of stay tucked away, and I don't do so well on the stage. And, well, I don't come easy. But anything worth having rarely does, right? If I had my way, I'd find myself falling for you, and you'd be there to catch me. I'd let down my guard, tear down my wall, and find myself trusting you. I'd never expect you to read my mind, but please listen when I speak. I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. Testing me isn't necessary. I drink your words from your lips, enthusiastically taste your dreams, confessions, concerns, and affirmations. Our kiss would be an exchange. It would be one of the many ways we speak life into one another. I could go on and on. Tell you about all the ways we could play, but let me just say, it would be much more fun if we could talk about that off the page. So, how about you find me, and we can both have her. That's right.
Hey. Let me just jump across the table right now real quick. Let me just jump across the table.
Shabadoo.
Hey, listen. Very, very creative. You have a special style. You have. I haven't put my finger on it yet, but your readings, your performances, are magnificent. I love it. You take me away. You sweep me away with your words as you paint the pictures that you paint with your poetic skills. If I had my way, I'd rewind time. You saw beyond the rain. Your touch, the universe, know I'm starving. Surrender I would to you. I love surprises. There's nothing more important than you. This well is dry. Tell me how you can find me. find myself in you, your embrace. Can you find me? If you have the time, create a safe place for me. I will supply refuge. Me, I don't come easy. If I have my way, I'd drink your words. Our kiss would be our exchange. Let me just say, if I have my way. Miss Pearlie.
Right. Everything. Thank you, love.
Right. Girl.
Yes, Diva.
Let me tell you. That if, you know, so in certain words that to me, and you said, better yet, can you just find me? And he said, what's the other part? I have a pen, and I'll provide refuge. Girl.
Yes.
Sweet word.
You already know, Diva. Thank
sweet,
you.
Sweet word. You know I know. You know I know.
I know you know.
Sweet, sweet word. Girl, I love it. I love it. I'm such a tall man. Poetic.
Yo, that refuge line was everything for me too, because it offers a place of peace and tranquility to you, and this piece is amazing. I love it. I want to hear it backwards.
Wow.
I want to hear it backwards. I want to hear it from the bottom up. Because I think this is one of those pieces that no matter where it starts and ends, it'll have the same effect. Because, I love this piece. Thank you.
I like that. No, thank you.
For real, the poet.
Hey, man. That was. I'm just imagining her saying it from the bottom up, and I have the feeling it would have the same effect. That was beautiful. Once again, I reiterate what everyone else has said. That was special, darling. That was like very like ooh. I want to see sensuous, but it's something else besides sensuous. Just really soothing. Some mood setter,
you know,
and you put me in that place. Go ahead.
You
know what? as you were saying that, for real, the song that comes to mind is Escape's Softest Place on Earth.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. Yes, it was. Hey, so look. Look. Looking forward to Raw with Rain next Monday. Everybody join us. Get a little bit more of that rain shower on you, you know. I hope to be thunderclapped upon and all those good things that's associated with rain. We love you, love.
I love you back. Y'all have a good evening. I'll be here with you at the end of the show.
Okay, love. Right, one love.
Diva.
One
mic. Another
mic. All righty then. The callers just keep calling in. Let's see who we have next on the mic, ladies and gentlemen. Hello. Who do we have here?
Happy Monday, it's Tina Storm.
Oh, Lord, you scared the hell out of me. Man, is that you asking
my
question?
Thank you very much.
That's not me. It's not me.
Good night, ladies.
It's Miss Monday. What's going on? Lord Jesus. You just put the
volume
up. Hey, you made me vibrate real hard. And, you know, Miss Storm, I farted a little bit right there. You know?
Right, go with it. That's the problem.
You know, you make my nerves bad. You know, I'm just a little.
That's brutal. Just do not resist.
Look, I know wherever Paul is, he's listening. He farted too because, you know, I'm just not in the nursing home. But I'm a little younger than he is. But you caused me to combust.
Oh,
hey, it's good to hear your voice. You brought some excitement up in this joint. We was caught up in the rainstorm just now. So you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And you thunderclapped.
The nerves
nurturing. I'm just going to come wreck shop. So I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was beautiful. Well, listen, listen. Hey, I hope everything is going well for you. I hope that you're in a good state of mind. I hope that you're vibrating continuously at a higher level. You know what I'm saying? We're just having fun over here. It's Monday.
Yeah.
We're treating it as if it was a Friday because we don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? But we guaranteed to start our week off in this manner, cherishing every moment. Enjoying each other's company and just having fun with poetry. Can
yeah.
you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're at, and that's the state of mind.
Wait.
That's the state of mind.
Absolutely.
Miss Pearly, Mr. Poetic,
yes.
Anyone of you care to jump across the table at this time?
I ain't jumping nowhere. I don't jump at nothing and nobody, okay? I can jump at. But I will say this. Welcome, Gina. How you doing, Gina?
I'm good, Pearly Nick. I'm happy to be here. Poetic, hello and good evening. We already know that he has issues, so we just love him in spite of himself.
That's right. I don't know who you're talking about, but that's right. Yep. Hey, listen. You know, Miss Pearly can work on her attitude. She needs an adjustment. But other than that, you're right. We do love her despite who she is. We love her in spite of who she are. So, Miss Jaina Storm, we had rain here. We have a Jaina Storm here. All that's missing is a hurricane, and we would have not the complete form of elements, but a closer list to completion. Absolutely. And Ms. Storm, I can't wait to hear what you put together with your freestyle ability on this night. You got something for us, sweet love?
I was giving this some thought earlier, so this should be a piece of cake. This is going to be a cakewalk.
Okay, will the word cake be in this piece?
No. I'm going to title it Rotation.
All right, let's have it. The mic is yours.
Thank you. So lately I was doing that thing that I do. I picked up my phone and I see that it's ringing and I know that it's you. I decided that I wouldn't answer, nor would I listen to the message that you left behind. I delight without listening. I don't care whatever you had to say. It's of no consequence. I'm not interested. This is the thing that I had to say. I wanted to give you the memo because I don't think you got it the first time that I said, and this wasn't jokes. I wasn't playing. I need you to get it right away. So this is the last time I'm going to say, take me out the rotation. I know that you got a numbers game that you play, and there's like, I don't know, 15 chicks that you hit every single day. And you say, good morning, beautiful queen. How are you doing? Have a great day. I get that. But I'm not one of those thirsty chicks who's dehydrated and needs to hear that. I don't need to hear it from some random cat that's just trying to find somebody he can boo up with because the fall is approaching. And he might be at this time a homosexual, and he needs somewhere to lay his head. Been there, done that already. Got a T-shirt to prove it, and I won't be doing it again. Mm-mm. I don't care if you're outside and turn into a nigger sick when you're dead. I will not thaw you out when winter comes, and when the spring is back, you will be served fertilizer for all of the flowers that I planted the previous year. I'm not going for that. I'm not trying to be seduced or wooed. I don't want to go over to your house and have a drink and watch Netflix. I got all of the streaming channels and some of the movie ones, too. Actually, I don't even watch as much TV as most people do. I do, however, like cooking shows and movies, but I can't watch it with you because I got to break everything down scene by scene because I didn't realize that you were actually slow. I thought you were playing. Yeah, and the thing about the cooking, I know you want to come over here and get one of those good home-cooked soul food meals that I prepare. But nah, you're only worthy of, like, ramen noodles and that canned ravioli that kids under the age of 5 eat. I'm sorry, dear. Please take me out of the rotation. Don't text me on any given day. I don't care what holiday's coming up next. I don't want to play this game. I'm tired of you. I've been tired for a long time now, so I'm exhausted. So I'm going to do that thing that I do when I put up one hand and I crank up my middle finger. Once again, I'd like to invite you to rotate on it. I'm tired, exhausted,
the possibility, the probability of the next person coming along to waste my time, really. I'm cool by myself. I love my own company, conversation, and energy. If you had a twin, I still wouldn't pick either one of you. You might be the yin and he might be the yang, but of y'all the twins, I'm a pass, boo. I need none of that. None of what you're dishing out. None of that recycled, tired line that you've been using for decades and you've been getting away with it because women don't call you on your shit. I will. Stop it. Stupid and unnecessarily childish. And you know what would be the better hustle that you could do? Get you a job, a check, some other income stream, because living off a woman is a bum thing. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go all haphazardly and half-cocked, but the reality is this. It's got to stop. I'm not going to be in the rotation. I have to be the one and only. But apparently that's not something that people are doing anymore. I might be by myself, but I'm not lonely. And in the meantime, I'm going to keep it moving. Gina Storm, thank you for indulging me. In peace.
Hey. Lord Jesus, what was that last line you said? I may be by myself.
But I ain't lonely.
Hey. I like that. Hey, I like that. You cut up in this piece right here, Miss Gina. I'm just gonna do what it do. You just came out and said, I'm just gonna do what it do. I'm gonna give you the memo. Take me out of the rotation. Have a great day. Don't text me on any given day. I'm just gonna give you this thing that I do with my finger. Rotate on it. Living off a woman is a bum thing. I may be by myself, but I ain't lonely. Miss Pearly Negras.
Let me tell you something. You've been in on him. Whomever he may be.
It was a combination of a couple of people, but one person in particular. Because once you tell a person to take you out the rotation and they decide to keep you in there, you'd be thinking, maybe they were confused. Maybe I didn't say it with my chest. But, yeah.
Oh, you said it. You said it. You know what I heard? You lazy, good for nothing, shiftless. That's what I heard.
You go.
So that was decent. That was a pretty decent piece. Poetic.
Yo, literally mid-spit, I got a call from Dr. Dre. He was listening. He said he wished he had you ghostwriting when Ice Cube did that diss track for them. He was wishing that he had you because their diss track back was garbage. But check it. Yo, you got me when you was like, yo, even if you had a twin, I wouldn't want either one of you. My God, what?
You was that bad?
And then she hit him with her catch line. The reality is this. Boo-boo. Once she hit you with that catch line, it's over, dog. It's over.
Okay. You know when I spit it, because I'm not actually listening to it. I'm doing it. So when y'all run it back, all I can think of is him.
This is a serious piece. This was a serious thing right here, Gina.
I was real mad. Because like you said, it's been happening repeatedly. Like, okay, there's a dude grown. Over 40. Matter of fact, closer to 50 than 40. Got his phone number changed 4 times this year. He texts me, oh, sorry, Ma, this is a new number. Texts me, or he's on my messenger on Facebook. He is in my inbox. About some, shoot me your math. I need to call you. I lost all my contacts. It went black into the cloud. They didn't transfer your contacts. We ain't the same. You know, I don't know who your phone carrier is or, you know. If you chewed your Flintstone vitamin this morning.
Oh, my God.
Look, if you change your phone number 4 times a year, you're not adulting well, sir. I'm going to need you to grow the fuck up. Try to call me.
Oh, my. Oh.
Four phone numbers. Living file. It's something wrong with your life.
I don't know. This nigga file.
Oh, Lord.
We different, you know. We're the same.
Right.
I can't. You can't call me because I didn't have the same number since forever. I don't even remember when I got the number. I just over another one.
Maybe I should have asked you before you did your piece, was it going to depress me or make me hang myself from the ceiling or something?
forgot to ask you that.
Look, you didn't do it, but I knew a couple of cats if they were listening and be like, damn, she's serious. I am.
Yes, yeah, so somebody's dangling from the ceiling right now as we speak. I can tell.
It'll be all right.
They're going to
be all right. That's right.
They're going to be all right. I hope so.
That dude,
on the
dude,
other side.
Hey, for real, that dude probably sitting somewhere trying to figure out, would she accept me if I was a triplet?
Yeah.
Do not multiply yourself.
Yeah.
Unworthy. He's going to be a fresh triplet. He's going to sit down. But I think the problem was his parents were cousins. You know, that's not illegal in some states.
Oh,
so,
Hey, so, Storm, you just did the thing over here. That was dope. I don't know how you do it. I ain't going to even try to find out. But you did it. It was dope. It had meaning. It definitely had meaning and substance to it. You know what I'm saying? That was dope, sis. That was really
Thank
dope.
Thank you. I had
and
a point to make, and I made it. And I feel better. I cleansed myself.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
I don't have to carry that burden any longer.
No, you doesn't. What you need to do is sit back with a nice cool glass of eggnog with some ice cubes in it, and you'll feel much better. You got me? Baby, baby.
Absolutely.
Hey, look, baby, love. We're going to sit you back down on that chair. Wait a minute, baby. Don't listen. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Go sit in the chair.
Sit
I got you.
Back on that chair of the chair of chance.
Chair of chance. I'm going to put my knees in it and twerk. Okay.
Well, do that. Do that.
Lord,
it's a good chance I might hit the floor, but hey, you never know.
Yeah. The visual has me cross-eyed, baby. Hey, well, look, one love, one mic, baby girl.
One mic.
One love, one mic. Shababadow. Hey, listen. That was Gina Storm, y'all, storming it up.
Causing storms. Causing storm.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. She definitely woke me up. She was like a cup of hot coffee right there.
Bang.
Bang. I'm like, whoa, 3 hours that quick, y'all. Hey, listen. Guess what, y'all?
What?
We got time to pick up your pen.
Looking now. Let's do this. Yeah.
Let's open up the mics. Just Jay.
Yeah, man.
Are you prepared?
I am prepared.
Let's open up the mics. Miss Rain, will you be picking up your pen?
I will not. Thank you. I'll be listening.
It's okay, though, baby. You just sit back and chill and do what you do. Bang, bang, bang. All righty, then. Gina Storm, will you be picking up your pen?
I'm going to pick up a big crayon because I got it from old boy. But yes, indeed.
Get that man his crayon back.
You know that fat one when your hand-eye coordination ain't up to speed yet?
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Ain't no crayon never killed nobody.
Oh, he's horrible.
Who is that with that deep-ass voice? Okay,
That's Jay.
Just me, okay. All right, you know something wrong with him. Okay, so... Let me double check with our event page hostess. She may cuss me out for bringing her in, but let's see. Sexually Jardines.
Hey, I'm listening.
All right, love. Just checking.
Okay.
All right, you go back doing what you do, girl. You know what it is. All right. Bang, bang, bang. All righty then. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the phrases. There will be no giggling during the portion of the show. Thank you. All right. The first phrase. I will deduct 2 points from you if you break these rules. The first phrase, ladies and gentlemen, is simply indulge me.
indulge me. The second phrase of this piece is, understanding is a two-way street. Understanding is a two-way street. And the third phrase is, ask me why. Ask me why. Any questions?
How many times we got to use each phrase?
Twice.
Damn.
That's right. These phrases must be used twice with ease. Thank you, Gina.
Yeah, you shot that one.
My bad.
Pick up your pen.
Put the pens down.
I mean, yeah, thank you. I was writing. I was still writing. So, nobody called cheating. All righty then. Are you ready? Let's see how we're going to go. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. I'm interested. We're going to start with Miss Gina Storm.
Well, I'm glad I was still on mute because I was cussing.
Now, we're going to listen to see if you use all the phrases twice. And don't be cheating by freestyling. Alrighty. The mic is yours.
You're going to hear what happened. And don't judge me. Well, you don't judge me anyway because it's going to be hilarious. All right. Here we go. Indulge me. Understanding is a two-way street. Ask me why. This is how I'm going to have to start out my piece because I need you to understand. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would be so kind as to indulge me. I have to break down momentarily, and it might get scary. I'm talking about prime night. Just call me Carrie. Understanding is a two-way street. I'm marriage material. I won't compete. Ask me why, because I'm tired. Please indulge me while I delete these losers who are just horny and phony. Understanding is a two-way street, and you're going the wrong way, down a one-way. Ask me why, because as a child, he used to sniff glue and paint. In peace.
Yo, I thought that was slick. I thought that was slick. She did it. I was listening.
Okay.
I was listening. That was good, Gina. That was good. Let's go on up. Let's see who was next. Jess J.
Jay Ma. All right. Here go to peace. Indulge me in a tsunami of passion. As the days be passing, we understand in the umbrella of understanding is a two-way street. I would die if you asked me why. Clouds would cry like onions and doves, my shining light bulb of incandescent love. Fueled by the womanly powers imbued to you, this is no replicating of you. But I wouldn't want to. Ask me why, my eyes would tell you how. Indulging me in bull ain't the move. Understanding is a two-way street. In peace.
All right. Did he do the words twice? Okay, he was speed rapping. All right, bro. All right. It seems like Poetic is next.
Indulge me into your deepest fantasy, one where understanding is a two-way street and our endless love meets. Ask me why I care so much for you, and I'll tell you it's true. I've wanted you the day I dreamt about you,
wondering if you really existed too. Then I went for my morning coffee, and I asked the cashier to indulge me with an unusual request. I simply asked for mocha chocolate. Whew, what a request. I figured since understanding is a two-way street, she'd remember to give me a special treat. Then she slipped me a note. She said, don't ask me why either, just read the note. It read, I'm the one you've been asking for. In your dreams, and tonight I have what's in store. Your fantasies will be fulfilled with seductive ecstasies. Save a kiss for me, and only for me. In peace.
I would have to call cheat here. 10-point deduction.
call what you want.
I'm sensing
I'm over here tapping the mute button like I'm at the clubhouse.
Come, bro. I knew he would get angry. But, hey, look. That was a
umbrella.
Dope piece, bro. That was a dope piece. I call umbrella. Don't get upset. All righty then. We're going to move up to Mrs. Giggle, Happy Giggle. Okay, so she thinks it is funny. Let's see what Miss Giggles has. Miss Pearlie.
Hey, y'all got these long, beautiful pieces. I got this little short. All right.
I will deduct you. The mic is yours.
Please. Thank you. Please. Indulge me for a bit, baby. And do not be afraid to ask me why that is. Because if you don't, you'll never see that in a conversation, understanding is a two-way street. I love you. And if there is to be any continuation of this union, you must ask me why. So I say again, indulge me. And let us carry on. Build. And love, because understanding is a two-way street. That's their piece.
Mm-hmm. Did you say ask me why twice?
I did.
Give me those lines.
I used all the phrases.
Give me the lines for ask me why.
Which one, the beginning or the end of the piece?
Just give me both. What did you say in the beginning? I heard the one in the beginning.
In the beginning, yeah, I said, please, indulge me for a bit, baby, and do not be afraid to ask me why that is. Okay? And the second one,
okay.
Listen, the second
I'm
one
listening.
Is, the second one is, I love you. And if there is to be any continuation of this union, you must ask me why.
Miss Pearlie.
Yes.
That was a beautiful piece. I give
you
2 points.
All righty.
Hey, Danya, you weaved that in there.
Yeah, I think
I didn't
she did.
Weave anything.
Yeah, she weaved it in there right in the middle of a sentence or something. That was all right, poet.
I didn't call it. You're supposed to call cheat, bro. So forthwith, she has 2 points. Okay, here's my piece, y'all. Here's my piece, y'all. No, everybody's piece was great, seriously. Van extended his piece, which was great. But, you know, he, you know, when you say something about love or something like that, he can, you know, he does his thing. All right, so this is my piece. It's very weak. Don't judge me. But excuse me. Thank you. Indulge me. Allow me to feed you reasoning. Permit me to serve you my understanding of how things should be and will be when you're fucking with me. Indulge me, see, because understanding is a two-way street, yet so far it has just been me when you seem to have been missing from understanding. See, because understanding is a two-way street. Can you understand me? Ask me why. Ask me why. See, I've asked you twice because you simply seem like you can't understand me. In peace. Did I use
think he asked
phone?
You ask me why.
Okay.
Cheating for real.
Okay.
Cheating. I call cheating.
Are you? Van's calling cheating.
I'm calling cheating.
And you missed the ask me why.
He knows the phrase.
Jeff?
He knows the phrases.
I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you ask me why. I'm going to give you ask me why right here.
I'm going to give it to you right here. Understanding is a two-way street. Can you understand me? Ask me why. Ask me why. Ask you twice. Because it simply seems like you can't understand me.
I heard it.
That's where you... Bam.
I thought it was actually three times, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you didn't catch it because I used them together.
I heard it.
Hey, y'all got a lot stronger at picking up your pen. I'm going to have to triple up the challenge. All right, it's time for you guys to move to the next phase of it all, and that's what's going to happen at the next Soul Cafe. You guys are too good at this right now, at this level of it.
Thank you. I like that.
Especially some of those cheaters.
I'll take that.
Yeah, especially some of those cheaters. I think all of you have been cheating lately, and I've just been slacking. Seriously, I have been slacking. This cheating will stop. It will come to an end. So, you know what I'm saying? I can't wait to see in front of y'all. I'm going to make y'all do it on Zoom so I can see if you're still writing. Matter of fact, we can do this on Facebook Messenger. How about that?
How about it?
Oh.
Yeah, when it comes to picking up your pen, I'm going to have everybody call in. We're going to switch over to Facebook Messenger because somebody's cheating. Somebody's cheating, and I will call it. Okay?
I'm not dressed for that.
If I catch you cheating, you're going to have to draw a mustache and take a picture of it. The guys, you're going to have to put on a bonnet or something silly and take a picture, and we're going to post it on Facebook.
No. That's not equal by a long shot, bro.
That's all I could come up with. What do you mean? I think the lady's painting a mustache is worse than the guy.
Or set yourself on fire.
Yeah, you have to set yourself on fire like Jay said. Hey, well, listen, y'all, for real. It's been crazy. I'm going to get off this joint, and you know I'm going to the Chinese store to get me a slushy and some chicken wings or something heavy to knock me out for the night. Hey, it was so much fun. It's been a long time since we've been at the Soul Cafe, and it was great. I want to shout out to my partners in crime, Miss Pearly Negra and my brother Poetic.
Hey.
Thank you guys for always hanging with me. Stop fighting so much. This world would be a better place if you guys could understand
each other.
You know.
I wasn't fighting. I was stating facts.
I was stating facts. We don't fight. We stay facts.
You weren't stating facts. You trying to control the situation.
We're stating facts.
Oh, Lord Jesus. There we go again. Well, some of you need to adjust your
umbrella.
Some attitude adjustment. You want to call something, Ms. Pearly?
Do I want to call something? I just want to say, you know what? Head trauma.
Okay. I'm going to call body damage.
Oh, yeah.
Broken joints.
You can't say body damage. Head trauma still
broken joints.
Trumps body damage. It still trumps everything because without the head, don't nothing else work. Head trauma.
Okay, I'll think about that. I'll think on that later. Well, look, just Jay, Gina, Storm, Essentially Janice, baby, Miss Rain, all of you who came out, man, I want to thank y'all. Automatic, Charismatic, Lady A, who couldn't hold on because she be, you know what I'm saying. Hey, thank all y'all for coming out. A rhyme with something, I'm going to find something to rhyme and say something about an ADA and everything like that next week. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, there will be no hanging of yourselves, no depression, fight all that shit, continue to vibrate higher. Shababy. Any last words, Van and Miss Pearly?
Poetic, you go ahead. Go first.
Thank you. Join us tomorrow night for the War Council with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night, the Love Zone is VIP and La Pearl at Negra. Thursday night, the Get Down, J. Rob, the Wild Son, and yours, Pathetic. We are back. And then Friday night, Express Your Vibe with Ms. VIP. Saturday night, Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. Sunday night, Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, yours truly, Poetic. And next Monday, Raw with Rain. Rain and essentially Janice.
Yes.
Oh, everybody, I want to thank y'all for coming out. This was so much fun. I miss doing this. I really do. I'm glad we're back into action again. And y'all just, you know, stay safe. Continue to love yourself.
Hey. Baby, baby. I forgot to shout out this VIP.
Y'all smart.
Ladies and gentlemen, have a good night. Yes, I'm going to have a sexual encounter with her pretty soon. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Blessings and one love.